Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to welcome you very cordially in Prague. It's obviously a pleasure for me in the capacity of the Lord Mayor of Prague to welcome such a prestigious audience in our capital. I have a dream. As a mayor, I would be so happy once in the future not to carry such a heavy bag with me, not to carry all these hundreds of tons or kilograms of papers. I would be so happy to have just one CD. Wearing in my jacket, being able to put it everywhere in a computer, starting to work and direct the city. At the same time, I would be so happy to allow every citizen of my city, and I might even extend that to every citizen of the Czech Republic, to be able to communicate via the modern IT, via internet and our other digital instruments. Unfortunately, this is not possible, so therefore I still carry my bag, the official process or event which will happen in the next few seconds. Please allow me then to talk briefly about the City of Prague in relation to the main points of the Charter. First of all, right to access. Prague is creating its own broadband infrastructure required for the cooperation of public administration information systems and for the sharing of necessary data and information. It's supporting the connection of schools, libraries, and other entities to the internet. It's not surprising, any reasonable government, local as well as regional, as this is the case of Prague, but also any reasonable national government is doing so. Statistical surveys reveal that Prague can boast the highest proportion of households with an internet connection, approximately 35% compared to other Czech regions. Further infrastructure development is still primarily a challenge for the private sector, and we try to put some, at least, an incentives to the private sector, but we are also aware of trends and possibilities of cooperation in the form of PPP, public-private partnership, our websites. I think there is nothing to surprise you, because such a statement should be lauded, should be heard from any rational, reasonable, local, municipal, regional, or even a national politician. So I do that. I do that even I am a very frequent critic of the process. I might extend this statement. I'm quite a frequent critic of a process through which the local, municipal, regional, as well as the national governments are encountering the phenomenon, the issue of e-governance, and in my case, e-town, e-region. The process is too rigid, the process is too slow, the process is too complex and thus too difficult, and very little comprehensive to the final recipients or beneficiaries of this system, and these are people, citizens, in my case, citizens of Prague. So I do continue, and I will continue to do so, even though I'm well aware that I can easily find the audience for these sentences among you, because I guess that even any single person attending such this conference is really willing and will be willing in the future to speed up the process of introducing the e-towns, e-government, modern ITs in our day-to-day life. So allow me to thank you for coming to Prague. Allow me to recommend you, or maybe even a little bit more to push you to spend also a time away from this wonderful meeting room, because there is a sunshine outside. It's a wonderful historical center of the city, which is absolutely unique, and I know that many of you have been here several times, so enjoy at least a little bit during the evening hours time to spend and enjoy in Prague restaurants, cafes and pubs, and help us to speed up the process of introducing the e-government among the local and municipal regional communities. Thank you very much.